This is Ruth Greenblatt. I am recording the Executive Council report for March 2017. First update is on Academic Council. I just want to remind people that the council is calling for nominees for the 2017-18 vice chair of the UC-wide Academic Council, and this would be the presumed chair from 2018-19. So if you have anyone that you think would be good, who could work at UCOP for 2 years, then talk with Todd Geat, or you can talk with Hillary Baxter, the director of the UC Senate at UCOP. The second thing is, there was a sort of interesting discussion this past month in council on Senate reviews of endowed chairs. And actually, this is a little bit different than our task force, which is being formed for the Diller Fund that provides some more unrestricted endowment funds. The issue that the UC-wide Senate is talking about is that there have apparently been a series of endowments for which the UCOP provides matching funds that have gone to non-faculty individuals and people who are off campus. For example, the agricultural extensions. So there was a discussion of whether these funds should be prioritized to campuses and whether they should only go to faculty. And I raised the point that, to our understanding, most of these endowments are highly targeted. And I guess some are being provided by various agricultural interests who want to fund positions needed within the units that are working on specific agricultural issues. So I don't know to what extent the UC-wide Senate can interact with these plans, but for our campus, I, as the chair of the Senate, we do sign off on the endowments as they come in. But as we know from John Ford, 99% of them are very highly targeted to specific individuals. Next item is thinking about the May division meeting. I'm hoping to discuss plans this week for the May division meeting. One question for our focus is on how faculty can effectively speak up for science and evidence-based policy, perhaps a panel of informants, which could include local experts, scientific leaders. One possibility is to utilize the conversation, the web entity that Fareed Chahab introduced at the June 2015 division meeting, which could provide a mechanism for UC faculty to post writing related to scientific facts, which may be an issue. We can talk about it. Another item for our meeting will be a discussion of the bylaws for the Space Committee, and also we will get updated information about Mission Hall provided by David Tidal, but he will miss the meeting. He's in Central America doing clinical work. And we will also discuss the Open Access Initiative that Professor Schneider has introduced, and we need to make a decision about a formal Senate endorsement in time for his international meeting on this topic. That's all for today. Looking forward to seeing you on Thursday.